愿大家平安。
Peace be with you。
啊，今天晚上跟大家来查考啊，约伯义人的约伯。
This evening I'd like to study with you the topic, the upright man Job。
啊，约伯记在描写义人的受苦。
The book of Job describes the sufferings of a righteous man。
啊，这是一个非常深的一个题目。
And this is a very profound subject。
啊，那我们可以再用几次的时间来查考这个题目。
And we'll spend a few sessions on this subject.
啊，但是首先我们要来看啊，约伯本身圣经怎么形容他。
But for today, we'll first look at the Bible's descriptions of the man Job.
啊，我们先来看啊，以西结书十四章。
Please read Ezekiel chapter 14.
以西结书十四章。
Ezekiel chapter 14.
Verse 14. 啊，其中虽有挪亚、但以理、约伯这三人，他们只能因他们的义救了自己的性命，这是主说的。在以西结书里面啊，描写以色列百姓得罪神非常的深。
The book of Ezekiel records the serious sins that the Israelites had committed against God.
啊，虽然差遣很多的先知叫他们回头，但是他们都不听。
Although God has sent them prophets time and again to ask them to repent, they refused to listen.
但是到最后却决定要让大的灾难临到他们。
Eventually, God allowed great calamities to come upon the people.
啊，但是在这个时候还有提到说有三个人啊，可以救自己的性命。
And in that context, the Lord said, during the calamities, only three people, if they were in it, would be able to deliver themselves.、
啊、那其中有一个就是约伯。
One of them would be Job.
啊，这里说约伯能因他们的义救了自己的性命。
Job, being one of the three, would be able to deliver only themselves by their righteousness.
很显然，这个约伯的义啊，是神所纪念的。
So it is clear that God remembered the righteousness of Job.
啊，今天啊，我们也需要在神面前做一个义人。
Today we need to likewise be righteous before God.
当然，提多书第三章告诉我们，我们得救不是因为自己所行的义。
Titus chapter 3 tells us that we are not saved by our own righteous works.
因为我们的义跟神的义比起来都是污秽的。
Because our righteousness in comparison with God's righteousness is filthy.
所以虽然在使徒行传里面讲哥尼流是一个义人，但是哥尼流还是需要彼得讲道理给他听，让他可以得救。
That is why, even though the Bible calls Cornelius a righteous man and a God-fearing man, he still needed to be, to listen and accept the gospel preached by Peter in order to be saved.
那如果哥尼流是一个义人，就在神面前都没有罪，他就不需要接受耶稣的救恩了。
If Cornelius' righteousness was able to save himself, of course, he wouldn't have needed to listen to the gospel.
但是哥尼流的义啊，他的善行也是达到神面前蒙神纪念。
Even though Cornelius' righteousness did reach God and was remembered by God.
啊，可见我们能够得救，这不是靠自己的义，但是在神面前做一个义人是很重要的。
Although we are not saved by our righteous works, it is still important for us to be righteous before God.
在启示录里面啊，提到白衣啊有两种。
Revelation records two kinds of white garments.
啊，一个是用羔羊的宝血洁净啊，我们所穿的白衣。
One of the white garments is the one that we receive when we have been cleansed by the blood of the Lamb.
也就是我们受洗的时候，我们罪得到洁净啊，穿的这个白衣。
In other words, it is the garment that we receive when we are baptized and our sins were washed away.
那这个白衣啊，在我们身上，这完全是出于恩典，不是我们用好的行为交换来的。
We received this garment purely by God's grace, not by our own works.
但是到了后面再讲另外一个白衣，就跟我们的义有关系。
Later on in Revelation, it speaks of another kind of white garment, which has to do with our own righteousness.
我们看启示录的是九章。
Let's read Revelation chapter 19.
第七节。
Verse 7.
启示录十九章的第七节。
Revelation 19 verse 7。
我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了。新妇也要自己预备好。第八节。
8。
就蒙恩穿光明洁白的细麻衣，这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。这里讲说，我们好像是羔羊啊婚娶的新妇。
We are like the wife of the Lamb.
那我们的努力就是要预备好了来等候新郎的再临。
We as the bride need to be prepared for the coming of the bridegroom.
那第八节就讲我们所预备的就是要穿光明洁白的细麻衣。
And to prepare for us, prepare ourselves, we need to put on the fine linen.
那这就是我们所行的义。
Which is the righteous acts of the saints.
所以可见将来我们能不能得救跟我们在神面前有没有这个白衣有关系。
Therefore, our salvation has to do with whether we put on the fine linen or white garment.
所以约伯他是一个义人，他蒙神纪念虽然我们是靠神的恩典得救恩，也是值得我们来效法的。
Even though we are saved by grace, we still need to imitate Job's righteousness.
是我们在神面前也能够更得到神的喜悦。
Then we will receive God's favor.
我们现在看约伯记第一章。
Let's read Job chapter 1.
约伯记的第一章第一节。
Job chapter 1 verse 1.
这里说乌斯地有一个人名叫做约伯，那个人完全正直敬畏神，远离恶事。这个地方说约伯完全正直。
Job was a blameless and upright man.
那这个约伯完全正直跟下一句话是有关系的。
And the way he was blameless and upright is described in the following phrase.
他敬畏神，远离恶事。
He feared God and shunned evil.
所以敬畏神是我们信主以后要做一个义人很重要一个原因。
Fearing God is an important reason for or basis for being righteous as believers.
我们看在这个社会里面有很多人相信有神。
In this society, many people believe that there is God.
也有很多人相信耶稣。
And many people confess Jesus Christ.
而且很多人强调耶稣的爱。
And many people preach the love of Jesus.
但是我们可以看到在基督徒圈子里面罪恶却相当的普遍。
However, within Christendom, there is a lot of sin.
所以我们看一些基督徒教派主流教会里面很多十条诫命里面的一些条例都不敢讲也不能讲。
That is why in many Christian churches,they do not preach the entire Ten Commandments, and they are afraid to do so.
所以他们强调神的爱。
They only emphasize God's love.
其实我们除了强调神的爱，还要强调敬畏神。
But besides stressing God's love, we also need to stress the fear of the Lord.
如果我们只强调神的爱我们很容易在生活在罪里面。
If we only talk about God's love, it is easy for us to fall into sin.
因为我们一强调神的爱，觉得什么都可以赦免，那我们就继续活在罪里面。
Because we will think that God will forgive us of any sin, and we will continue to live in sin.
但是如果人对神有敬畏的心，
However, if a person has the fear of God,
知道我们所做的神都在看，
and he knows that God watches all that we do.
知道神最后要按着我们的所行来审判我们，来报应我们。
And knows that God will judge us according to everything we have done.
那我们就会远离恶事。
Then we will shun evil.
所以远离恶事那个心里最深处的一个原因是对神一种敬畏。
So the most basic foundation of shunning evil is that fear of God deep inside our hearts.
如果我们只是在遵守国家的法律，
If we were only to keep the laws of the country,
那我们会一直找法律的漏洞。
Then we will try to find loopholes.
好像说法律告诉我们不能超速。
For example, the law tells us not to speed.
有时候我们要超速先看有没有警察。
And when we do speed, we will look over our shoulders to see, make sure that there's no police.
但是如果我们对神有一种敬畏的心,
However, if we obey God out of our fear for Him,
知道神是无所不在, 无所不知,
and if we know that He is omniscient and omnipotent,
那即使没有人看见, 我们也, 会远离恶事,
then even when there are no other people around, we will still shine evil.
就像当时的约瑟一样,
just as Joseph shined evil.
没有人看见,
he shined evil even though no one was present.
但是他也远离恶事, 不受试探,
he still avoided evil because he did not want to fall into temptation.
所以在罗马书里面呢, 在提到, 罪的时候, 他第一个就提到人故意不认识神。
In writing Romans, the author talks about how men choose to be ignorant of God.
那故意不认识神, 就表示, 我们生活中没有神。
Choosing to be ignorant of God means to live without the mindset that God exists.
那如果没有神,
and if a person doesn't believe in God, then he would think that he's free to do anything. Then following that, the author writes down many kinds of sin.
因此如果对神有敬畏的心, 我们一个人这个道德的水准就会有, 可以维持到, 一定很高的程度。
If a person always maintains a heart of fearing God, his moral behaviors will also be upright.
那约伯完全正直, 就是从敬畏神来的。
Job was upright because he feared God.
那在约伯记里面, 提到, 约伯的这个, 义, 在29章。
In Job chapter 29, we read about Job's righteousness.
我们看约伯记的29章。
Let's read Job chapter 29. Verse 12 to verse 17.
Job 29.
Verse
12. 他说：“我拯救哀求的困苦人和无人帮助的孤儿。” 13节.
13.
将要灭亡的人。 为我祝福, 我也使寡妇的心欢乐。 14节,
14.
我以公义为衣服, 以公平为外袍, 和冠冕。 再看15节,
15.
我为瞎子的眼, 瘸子的脚, 16节,
16.
我为穷乏的人的父, 素不认识的人, 救我查明他的案件, 17节,
17.
我打破不义之人的牙床, 从他的牙齿中夺了, 我所抢的。 我们从第一章知道说, 约伯在东方中为至大。
As we learn from chapter 1, Job was a man of position in the East.
因为他相当的富有。
He was very wealthy.
而且很多的仆婢啊,
and he had many servants.
那虽然他在东方中为自大, 但是我们看约伯对社会上一些比较, 弱小的人, 充满着怜悯。
Even though he was a man of position, he had great compassion for the less privileged in the society.
这个是非常不简单的。
And this is not easy to do.
以赛亚书里面, 提到说以赛亚看到异象。
In Isaiah, the prophet described the vision he saw.
主坐在高高的宝座上。
The Lord was seated high in the heavens.
衣裳下垂, 遮盖圣殿。
And the robe, and his garment covered the whole temple.
圣殿就是神跟人相会的地方。
The temple was where man met God.
所以圣殿是很多人在求神恩典的地方。
Temple was a place where the people sought God's grace.
好像主耶稣讲那个税吏,
just as in the parable of Jesus about the tax collector,
他也知道他自己不好,
he knew that he was sinful.
欺骗了很多的钱,
he had deceived many people.
但是他来到圣殿祷告,
but he came to the temple to pray.
他捶胸悔改,
he beat on his chest and repented.
坐在高高宝座上那个神也听了他的祷告。
And the God who was seated high in the heavens, heavenly thrones,
说他的祷告, 比这个法利赛人更有益。
Heard his prayer, and Jesus' conclusion was that this tax collector's prayer, or this tax collector was more righteous than the Pharisee.
所以神虽然非常的高, 但是神看顾很卑微的人。
Even though God is very high above us, He has great compassion on the lowly.
那约翰一书里面说神就是义。
And John tells us that, 1 John tells us that God is righteousness.
这个就是神认为对的事情。
In other words, everything that is right in God's eyes.
那这约伯敬畏神，他也做神认为对的事情。
Job was a God-fearing man, therefore he did everything that was right in God's eyes.
所以从12节我们刚刚念到17节。
In verses 12 to 17, which we just read.
对，有一些人是我们在生活当中都不会去注意的人。
We learn about some of the people, different kinds of people whom we tend to neglect in our lives.
甚至这里面有一些人，如果要找我们，我们可能觉得这个很麻烦。
And sometimes if such people come to our doors and ask for help, we may think that they are a huge hassle.
但是对约伯来说，这一些需要的人，约伯都满足他们的需要。
But Job always fulfilled the needs of those who needed his help.
这是神认为对的事情。
So he did what was right in God's eyes.
所以这个12节讲困苦人。
Verse 12 speaks of the poor.
还有无人帮助的孤儿。
The fatherless and the one who had no helper.
约伯帮助他们。
Job helped these people.
要灭亡的为我祝福。
The blessing of a perishing man came upon me.
为什么要灭亡的会为他祝福?
Why did they bless him?
因为他照顾他们。
Because he took care of them.
然后寡妇在当时是代表贫穷，也没有什么社会地位。
And the widows who at that time had no position in the society and were poor.
他是寡妇欢喜欢乐。
He caused them to sing for joy.
当然，约伯也是行善在这个寡妇的身上。
So Job did good work upon the widows.
然后他为瞎子的眼，瞎子看不见，所以很可能是约伯替他们带路，替他们解决事情。
He was eyes to the blind, because these people could not see, Job probably helped them take care of things that they could not.
那瘸子没有办法走路，很可能是约伯代替瘸子做一些这个瘸子本身做不到的事情。
And he also helped the lame to do things that they could not do.
那穷乏人的父，很多穷乏的人有问题没有办法解决，约伯做他们父，父就是。 爱他们，照顾他们的需要。
He was a father to the poor. In other words, he loved these helpless people and took care of their needs.
所以不认识我的人，我查明他的案件。
And I searched out the case that I did not know.
因此约伯这个人很讲究公义。
He always sought for doing the right thing.
所以他代替这些人讲求公义。
So he pleaded their case.
17节。
17.
打破不义人的牙床。
I broke the fangs of the wicked.
从他牙齿抢夺的所抢夺的。
And plucked the victim from his teeth.
所以约伯不只是有怜悯的心，约伯有公义的心。
Job was not only compassionate, he was also upright.
那这个公义的心就是神的心，神是公义的。
And this sense of justice is based on God's righteousness.
因此14节说，我以公义为衣服，以公平为外袍和冠冕。
Verse 14 therefore says, I put on righteousness and it clothed me.
就是神认为对的，或者他的良心认为对的，他为衣服为外袍，就是穿上去，变成很明显他身上的一个记号。
He put on righteousness like a garment. In other words, righteousness became his trademark.
所以我们从这段圣经可以看到约伯，他虽然在第一篇里面讲，在中方中为至大。
Even though, as we know, in chapter 1, Job was a very man of very high position.
但是生活也享福。
And he had a very wealthy life.
但是他的为人处事，他的品德没有被腐化。
But his conduct and his life were not corrupted.
因为他从心里面对神有敬畏的心。
Because out of his heart, he feared God.
所以他在神面前能够成为一个义人。
Therefore, he was considered a righteous man.
那顺便一提就是啊，约伯在二十九章里面哈，在三十一章里面提到另外一个义。
And in chapter 31, Job records another kind of righteousness.
请看三十一章第一节。
Let's read chapter 31, verse 1.
说我与眼睛立约，怎能够恋恋瞻望处女呢？这个是约伯自己的一个立约。
In verse 1, he made a covenant with himself.
他说我怎能够恋恋瞻望处女呢？
Why then should I look upon a young woman?
因为约伯知道我们人有一个软弱。
Job knew about a human weakness.
因为如果我们一直在满足肉体上的一种享受，有时候连带我们心里就会有恶的欲望产生。
When a person is always thinking about how to fulfill his desires, he would oftentimes have wicked thoughts.
那这种心里面想要瞻望处女的欲望，谁都不知道。
And this kind of looking upon a young woman, this kind of desire can be hidden from other people.
但是约伯知道他敬畏神，他知道神在查看。
But Job, out of fear of God, knew that God watched over him.
所以他立约，他也不这样做。
So he made a covenant not to look upon young women.
那今天我们不只是说，有时候在很多场合会给我们个试探，有时候在我们自己家里面的客厅有很多的试探。
And we today meet with all kinds of temptations on all occasions, and even in our own living room, we can be tempted.
那所以有时候我们是在人的面前有义，但是在神面前可能我们所做的很多的事情在神面前是不对的。
Sometimes we may appear righteous before other people, but when we are in the absence of other people, we may not be righteous before God.
所以这个在神面前有义，这个义是没有漏洞的，不是法律上的一个条文一个条文里面有很多漏洞。
So righteousness, according to the Bible, is not finding loopholes.
我们现在再看三十一章，他提到很多的义。
And verse chapter 31 continues to speak of different kinds of righteousness.
二十四节。
Let's read verse 24.
我若与黄金为指望，对金金说，你是我的依靠。二十五节。
25.
我若因为财物丰裕，因为我手多得之财而欢喜。二十六节。
26.
我若见太阳发光，明光行于在心里。二十七节。
27.
就按那被引诱，便口亲嘴。二十八节。
28.
这也是审判官当罚的罪孽。这里约伯说他如果以黄金为指望，对金金说我的你是我的依靠，因为财物丰富，因子财多而欢喜这是审判官当罚的罪。
Job said, if I have made gold my hope or said to find gold, you are my confidence. If I have rejoiced because my wealth was great and because my hand had gained much, this is an iniquity deserving of judgment.
所以我们看这个约伯的义真的是他想在神面前真的是做一个神认为对的人。
So Job did everything he could to do whatever was right in God's eyes.
因为二十八节的下半句说又是我背弃的在上的神。
Verse 28b says, "For I would have denied God who is above."
因为当我们在敬畏神的时候，我们知道神所要的就是我们对他的心。
If we truly fear God, we would dedicate our hearts to God because that's what God wants.
因此，如果一个人以黄金为指望，以金金为依靠，因为财物丰富而欢喜。那很显然这个人的心里面神已经不是最重要。
A person who trusts in his gold and rejoiced because of his great wealth is someone who doesn't really think of God as the first.
所以提摩太前书里面讲我们在世上财务富足很容易就是依靠世上的钱财。
Therefore as 1 Timothy tells us, those who are wealthy tend to lean upon their own wealth,
而不是依靠全能的神。
Instead of trusting in God,
那这在神面前就不对。
And this is not right in God's eyes.
约伯虽然是东方中为至大，
Even though Job was a great man in the land of the East,
他一直努力, 他不以世上的收获所得富足, 当作他的欢喜, 当作他的盼望。
He also made an effort to not look upon his gold and wealth as his hope.
所以约伯的义已经不只是外在的行为, 约伯的义已经达到内心的心思意念。
So we can see that Job's righteousness had extended beyond his outward actions into the inner thoughts of his heart.
这是一个相当高的标准。
And this is a very high moral standard.
在我们内心里面, 对神负责。
To be responsible towards God in our hearts.
做神认为对的事情。
To do what is right in God's eyes.
那我们再看29节。
Let's read verse 29.
我若见恨我的人遭报就欢喜, 见他遭灾便高兴。 31节。
Verse 31.
若我帐篷的人未尝说谁不以主人的食物为吃饱呢? 32节。
32.
我从来没有容客旅在街上, 住宿, 却开门迎接迎路的人。 这个二十九节就约伯就开始在讲啊，他说如果看到恨我的人遭报，我就欢喜。他主要意思说，那我就不义了。Verse
29 says that if he rejoiced at the destruction of those who hated him, then he would be considered unrighteous.
所以这个圣经也告诉我们说，约伯一直在努力啊，虽然有一些人对他不好。 但是他努力不要因为这些对他不好的人遭报而高兴。
Even though some people hated Job, he made an effort to make sure that he would not rejoice at their suffering.
所以我们这个是一个非常高的标准。
This is a very high goal.
因为我们常常觉得这个对我们不好的人, 如果他遇到灾祸, 有时候我们都会觉得说, 这是神在管教他了, 这个是, 我们都有一点高兴。
Because when our enemies fall into sufferings, we will rejoice thinking, often rejoice thinking that perhaps God is punishing them. And this is not righteous.
所以箴言里面说, 见人遭灾祸, 我们幸灾乐祸, 这个就是不对了,不义。
Proverbs tells us that if we rejoice at our enemy's suffering, that is a sin against God.
但是这个谁知道? 这是在我们内心里面呢?
But this kind of rejoicing or pride or gloating is not... is something hidden in our hearts.
约伯要做一个义人, 他很注重自己的心。
Job, as a righteous man, paid close attention to what was in his heart.
不只是外在的外表。
Not just his outward actions.
所以神在称赞约伯。
So God commended Job.
确实他有值得神纪念的地方。
Because Job did everything that was right.
所以这也告诉我们, 当我们的信仰达到很深度的时候, 我们从内心的最深处会敬畏神，而想做神认为对的事情。
Therefore, if our faith is truly deeply rooted, from the depth of our heart, we will want to do things that are right in His eyes.
我们再看, 下面 31节。
Verse 31.
若我的帐篷的人未尝说谁不以主人的食物吃饱呢? 也就是说他帐篷的人都是以主人的食物来吃饱了。
Basically saying that everyone in his tent had been well fed.
然后他从来没有客旅在街上住宿。
And he would not let any sojourner lodge in the street.
他都开门迎接行路的人。
But would open the doors to the travelers.
那可见这个约伯对人的爱，这已经是超过他本身应该有的义务。
So Job's love already surpassed the basic obligations that he had.
因此我们看这个约伯的义从这个31章里面可以看出很多点。Therefore,
we can learn many aspects about Job's righteousness from this chapter.
我们再看第九节。Let's
also read verse 9.
我若受迷惑,向妇人起淫念,在邻舍的门外蹲伏,第十节。10. 就愿我的妻子给别人推谋,别人也与他同事。 十一节，因为这是大罪，是审判官当罚的罪。这个约伯在提到这个也是，这里说心里受迷惑，向妇人起淫念。
Here it, he speaks of being enticed by a woman.
所以我们现在有的人在公司里面上班，虽然肉体没有跟人发生关系，但是 跟异性之间呢还是打情骂俏。
Some people flirt at the workplace, even though they do not have any physical relationship with the opposite sex, they still try to flirt with them.
啊，但是回到家里跟自己的配偶又好像很亲密一样。
And when they go home, they seem to be very intimate with their own spouse.
那因为整个社会的潮流是这样，大家有觉得不会觉得这个有什么不对。
This seems to be a common trend in the world, so people take it for granted.
哦，但是当我们的良心被成洁净以后。
But if our conscience has been cleansed by God,
我们的感觉会跟约伯一样。
We will feel what Job felt.
啊，别人的妇人，这是别人的，连心里的念头都不可以想。
We should not even consider or even contemplate about another man's wife.
那这样我们在内心里面才有义。
Then we can be truly upright in our hearts.
我们才能够蒙神纪念。
And only then will God remember us.
所以这个敬畏神的义，哦。这个是从内心里面最深处出来的，跟这个很表面在守这个律法或者法律上的义是不一样。
Therefore, the righteousness that comes from the fear of God in our hearts is very different from superficial observance of some laws.
所以，如果我们要做神纪念的这个一个义人啊，我们要从内心的最深处开始去做。
Therefore, if we want to be upright and be remembered by God,we need to start from the depth of our hearts.
那在二十九章的二十一节到二十五节。
And in chapter 29, verses 21 to 25.
所以在讲约伯这个人很有能力，而且很有智慧。
It speaks of Job's great might and wisdom.
我们看，人听见我而仰望，静默等候我的指教。所以约伯是一个很有智慧，他讲话很多人愿意听。
Men listened to me and waited and kept silence for my counsel. People listen to him.
那二十二节，我说话之后，他们就不再说。
22. After my words, they did not speak again.
所以约伯常常是在一群人发表意见以后再做结论一个人。
So he seemed to be always having the last word.
就好像在那个使徒行传十五章，他们耶路撒冷会议开始讨论辩论起来，到最后也各起来做结论，就结束了。
Just as how James stood up to make a conclusion after a heated debate at the Jerusalem Council.
因为他很有智慧，他讲的是对的。
Because he was very wise, everything he said was right.
下面说，我的言语像雨露滴在他们身上，给他们得到滋润。
My speech settled on them as dew, it nourished them.
所以二十三节，他们仰望我，仰望雨，又开口切慕春雨。
They waited for me as for the rain, and they opened their mouth wide as for the spring rain.
我们再看25节。
25.
我又为他们选择道路，又做守卫。我如君王在军队中居住，又如吊上安慰伤心的人。所以约伯很有智慧，常常为他们选择道路，替他们做决定。
Job was very wise, and he made decisions for people.
那这样呢？因为他是一个义人，又很有智慧。所以约伯是一个相当受尊敬的。
Because he was both upright and wise, he was very well respected.
我们看第七节，二十九章的第七节。
Let's read chapter 29, verse 7.
这里说，我到城门，在街上设立座位。第八节。
8.
少年人见我为婢，老年人也起身站立。这个就对他的尊敬。
This is about the people's respect of him.
老年人是要受尊敬，但是约伯走过，他们都站起来，对约伯相当尊敬。
Even the aged who were respected arose when Job stood by. Job came by.
可见，当一个人的品德达到很高的标准的时候，人从心里面都会产生一种尊敬。
So if a person is morally upright, people will respect them out of their hearts.
因为在这个社会很难得，所以看到这样一个人大家特别的尊敬。
Because it is very rare to see such upright men, so people naturally respected him.
第九节。
Verse 9.
王子都停止说话，用手捂口。
The princes refrained from talking and put their hand over their mouth.
第十节。首领静默无声，舌头贴上膛。
10. The voice of the nobles was hushed, and their tongue stuck to the roof of their mouth.
所以他们都愿意听约伯讲的话。
Everyone listened to Job.
不只是说他有智慧，因为他有品德。
Not just because he was wise, but also because he was a man of moral character.
如果人有智慧，没有品德，有的人也不听。
People would not listen to those who only have wisdom, but have no character.
因为你讲的跟你做的不一样。
because they do not preach, they do not do what they preach.
但是他有这个品德，所以他讲大家就静默无争。
But because Job also had moral character, everybody listened to him.
11节。
11.
耳朵听我的就称我有福，眼睛看我的就称赞我。
When the ear heard, then it blessed me, and when the eye saw, then it approved me.
所以约伯在当时啊是一个相当啊被尊重一个人。
Job was a very well-respected man at that time.
这是从人来的一种回应。
This is the man's response to his righteousness.
那神又怎么待他呢？
What about God's response?
我们看29章，约伯记29章。
Let's read the same chapter.
第四节。
Verse 4.
从第一节看，第二节啊。
Verse 2.
愿我的景况如从从前的月份，如神保守我的日子。第三节。
3.
那时他的灯照在我的头上，我借着他的光行过黑暗。第四节。
4.
我愿如壮年的时候，那时我在帐篷中，神待我有如密友之情。第五节。
5.
全能者仍与我同在，我的女儿都环绕我。这提到神对他的回应。
This is about God's response to Job's righteousness.
神待他好像有密友之情。
God treated him as a close friend.
好像神把亚伯兰当作朋友一样。
God treated him as a friend, the way he treated Abraham as a friend.
所以约伯跟神是朋友。
Job was a friend of God.
那全能者常常跟他同在，他自己也可以感觉得到。
The Almighty was yet with him. He could feel that.
感觉神的光在照他。
And he felt God's light upon his head.
当他行过黑暗的时候，
When he went through darkness,
他还在神的光里面。
God's light was upon him.
这黑暗就是代表生活困难的时刻。
The darkness can refer to dark moments in our lives.
但是神光照他，他看到他应该走的路。
But God's light still shone on him so that he could see the right path.
所以在黑暗当中，神没有离弃他。
So even in times of darkness, God never left him.
然后第二节说神保守他。
In verse 2, it says that God watched over him.
所以可见呢，一个人如果愿意做一个在神面前做一个义人，神给他的赏赐就是丰丰富富。
So if a person tries to be a righteous person before God, he will receive abundant reward from God.
所以圣经说，先求神的国跟神的义。
That is why the Bible asks us to first seek God's kingdom and his righteousness.
这个是我们得福气一个根源。
This is the basis of our blessings.
那么下一次再来查考，那一个这么完全的义人怎么会受苦？
And next time we will study why such a righteous man like Job had to suffer.
因为我们现在很多人受苦，有时候包括我们自己也受苦，有时候我们想不出来为什么。
Today we see many people go through sufferings, including ourselves, and sometimes we don't understand why.
义人约伯为什么会受苦？
So why did the upright man Job suffer?